Another Job for Biddles by Captain W. E. Johns.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
And the author has supplied the following foreword. Countries may change their names, and the people who occupy them may change their habits, but for the most part, human nature remains unaltered. Unfortunately, the worst traits are still with us. There have always been people who, hoping to make easy money, prey on the weakness and credulity of others. In a word, they are criminals. They occur everywhere, but most are to be found in what are, or should be, the most highly civilized lands. One of the oldest, and at the same time one of the most profitable forms of crime, is the sale of narcotics, otherwise dangerous drugs. Dangerous because they're habit-forming, and once a person becomes addicted to their use, he's lost. He must continue at any cost, even though he knows his health is being impaired, and the poison will, at the end, destroy him. Most of these drugs are of vegetable origin. Under one name or another, according to locality, their properties have been known for centuries. It is a curious thing that all over the world, peculiar conditions have produced a plant which provides a drug of some sort or another. It may be even more remarkable that the insidious properties of the particular weed, most of them come into the category of weeds, should have been discovered. What may not be so remarkable, because there is always a market for